Tyle Holman, Copenhagen. Early the next morning, Felix was already in his office when the clock struck 8 a.m. He was browsing Sara Hermansen's case file. The result of the fingernail scraping was negative, the coroner had just informed him in an email. The perpetrator had taken care not to leave any DNA on the victim. As modern technology had become more and more advanced, it had become almost impossible not to leave DNA evidence. Either the killer had been extremely lucky, or it was the result of careful planning, because he had obviously been in physical contact with her, and the water had washed away the DNA. Felix read through the case file from cover to cover, and it had been noted that the drug she had been given was ketamine. It was difficult to make all the information come together in any meaningful way. There were many loose ends, but the possible scenarios all seemed to indicate that they were looking for a meticulous killer with a certain amount of intellect and resources at his disposal. The killer being somewhat well endowed with intellect was Felix's guess, since the killers who had low intelligence tended to leave horrible messes at the crime scenes, and they seldom managed to both plan and commit a murder. This killer had almost managed to conceal his crime, but he had forgotten to switch off the headlights of the car. A crucial mistake. Otherwise, she might never have been found. He didn't believe the killer to be insane in the classical sense, even though it was a fairly flexible term. People with serious mental illnesses seldom had the organizational skills that this perpetrator would have to have. It wasn't easy to trap a victim, transport them somewhere, and then commit murder. Felix was interrupted by a small ping which indicated that he had received an email. He opened the file, which came from Bergdora. It was a zip file, and he uncompressed it. A PDF and some pictures from the technical division of the Norwegian CID. He browsed the report from the police in the Agder precinct, which briefly mentioned that they had found a wetsuit with the skeletal remains of a woman in a nearby...